What the hell is this? This is an unshow. This is not an actual deadpan. Were this an actual deadpan, then actual deadpan instructions would follow. I'm saying that because you may be a first-time listener, and I want to tell you that this can be informative and fun, but this is not the true, legitimate deadpan experience. For that, then I would say go listen to the Smurfs one, which I think, what was that, 104? Go listen to number 100, which was brilliant. I say that because I had nothing to do with it. Or 71, that was the motherfucker episode. That's all that needs to be said. So anyway, this is Deadpan Unshow, and it's actually gonna stay true to the Unshow form, which means there won't be any post edits or any extra audio dropped in. It'll just be me chattering, basically doing Unshow babble for a little while. But I actually do have topics to touch on for the Unshow. I don't know how in depth we'll get. These might actually be these might be setups for a future deadpan. We'll really get in depth on a future deadpan. But anyway, let's get right into it. Let's make this actually really timely. Let's do that. I'm releasing this on Guy Fawkes Day, which is also the day after the presidential election in the US, where Obama won. And you're going to hear about this all over the new media and media everywhere. So I'm not going to talk too much about it. Just going to throw out something very quickly here. And sorry, I'll get over this quickly, and then you can go on and listen to your political analysis everywhere else. While I'll do nothing to downplay, the miracle and the excitement and and all of that about having, having a black dude as our president, I will do nothing to downplay how great that is. I think we also need to be thrilled that we have an intelligent, intellectual, literate, articulate, well-spoken president, and a smart guy. And what this means, really quickly, obviously it means a lot, but let's just think of one example. During the recent 2008 financial complete crisis and meltdown, think about it, no one really looked to our commander-in-chief. No one cared what he had to say because everyone just knew that he didn't get it. He didn't understand it. And when he finally did come out and make a little speech, no one really cared what he had to say. And it will be refreshing that should some kind of disaster, hopefully nothing will happen, obviously. But under a similar circumstance, we now have a guy who is intelligent enough to grasp what's going on. And by what we've seen of him so far, he does actually have a work ethic as opposed to the guy who's going to be out soon. So that's my main point. We have an intelligent guy in the office who, if there were something like the financial crisis that we had, if that were to occur, when he came out to give a speech, we would stop and listen because we would have faith in him. And there, that's all. I mean, this is not even a McCain bash or anything like that. I'm thrilled to have an intellectual, intelligent person running the country. And as far as the Republican stuff, the bunch who'd been controlling this Bush administration had obviously gotten very extreme and had completely, I think, departed from what their own party stood for. So when the Republicans do eventually take power again, well, I guess there are two ways to look at it. Either they'll be even more extreme and scary, or they'll be better behaved and we'll have people who remember what it truly means to be a Republican, and we'll focus on issues that matter as opposed to pandering to an extremist base. And all right, that is way too much political content for a deadpan. I guess that's why we're on the Unshow. Let's get on to the actual more important stuff. I have audio recorded from actually from the NME in Las Vegas from T. Morris, and actually I have excellent audio, a lot of audio from a conversation I had recently with Rich Siegfried of Requiem of the Outcast. So I have a lot of good audio. I just have to edit it. And the crap storm continues. So please bear with me and please send me your stuff. Please send me your content. 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664 is the voicemail line, or email it to me, sphericaljackm at gmail.com. That's actually only one M in sphericaljackm and only one M in Gmail. And also of significance, since we're making this a timely episode, I recently attended PodCamp AZ, which was actually a really, really good time, and I made a lot of really good connections, met a lot of really interesting people. I won't even drop any single names because I don't want to exclude anyone else. So there you have it. It was a very good time, and if you're listening for the first time because we talked at PodCamp AZ, then welcome aboard. And again, I encourage you to check out the shows where the deadpan community is active and funny, as opposed to me just babbling here in an unshow. Don't stop. Don't click stop. Listen to the rest of this. I did have some observations actually about the new media world and the new media verse. I did a pod taint session, which obviously is about my observations of the new media world and all that stuff. And I also did something about community, just reflecting on what a great community we have around Deadpan. And I think that is good stuff. That is rife. So actually, feel free to send me your thoughts on this stuff. But I'm going to touch on this. I'll tell you what, I'll read you my notes that I intended to elaborate on in the unshow, but then I'm not going to. I actually wrote under PodCamp AZ, I wrote ADD conversations dash 140 characters, meaning just talking about abbreviated conversations. Are we going there? And also, obviously connected to PodTaint, about the self-important yammering that is out there in the blogosphere and all over comments, like on YouTube and whatnot. Not in deadpan, obviously. I don't think so. But anyway, think about that stuff, and I'll try to make sure that I come back with that in the actual episode. Speaking of cool things, deadpan exceeded 600 comments. The notes I wrote there were Twitter alternative or Twitternative. And also, I come to understand that people are viewing Deadpan as a, I learned this at PodCamp, that people are viewing Deadpan as sort of a lowbrow, curse word heavy experience. Yes, I'm getting a lot of Skypes there. Hold on. And I actually, that does bug me. I don't like to think of Deadpan as just 100% pure, crude humor. I don't turn away from that. I can watch Eddie Murphy any night of the week. But, I think there's. I like the highbrow, lowbrow aspect of Deadpan, and in fact, I think we should bring that segment back. Your suggestions and ideas are welcome, but let's try to bring highbrow, lowbrow back. All right, before we're, the main purpose of these unshows is the comments. So I'm going to read some random comments off of the board. We're actually going to do seven, but before we do that, I have one more question for you, and I'd love your feedback to play on a future Deadpan episode. Either send me email or send me voicemail about this, or but I actually have a question. Obviously Deadpan is a very music centric place. I miss the earbud segments that we used to get, and I would love to get earbuds started up again around here, where people just call in and talk to me about the music that is moving you these days, or music that has moved you. I have a question for you. Obviously, I have my tastes tend toward darker music. And I think, for whatever reason, darker music in general tends to be more intricate and more elegantly constructed and more passionately constructed. I mean, obviously, that's a huge generalization with lots of exceptions to that rule, but that's what I would like to know, because I think I will never give up my dark music, my Opeth, my old school Metallica, my Nine Inch Nails, my Elliott Smith. I'll never give that stuff up, but considering, the connection between mood and music, I think I need to mix it up. However, I'm not interested in Girls Just Want to Have Fun. I mean the Cyndi Lauper song. I'm not interested in, Walking on Sunshine per se, but so share with me some intricate, passionate, worthy music that's positive. You can't really explore a Ramones album the way you can, like The Wall. All right, let's do some comments and end this thing. Holy crap, this bitch has gone on for a long time. But yeah, we're not going to get that highbrow. I still want to call comments nipples. The first nipple, Vanamon says, anybody want to do a Quirkafleague? http://www.russandem.co.uk/quirk/. But only in the presence of dead furry animals. The Smarty Hottie says, Joe: star swoon star ditto: woot Exclamation point, exclamation point. I feel like I can share something very personal with you, deadpan. Nothing makes me hornier than a Democrat in the White House. Winking smiley. Just a Joe says, this happens at other sporting events, doesn't it? http://hosted.ap.org/dynamic/story/c/car/nascar/stray bullet?site=generic:\section=home:\temp==default:c:\time=2008-11-03-58. The smarty hottie says, I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day. Hugh says he cuts down trees and he wears high heels. LOL. Ed from Texas says, no dress up for me, but after trick and treating with the kids, they're off to spend the night with my sister-in-law because my nephew's birthday is actually today, which means date night for me and Mama. Definitely falls into the treat category. SB says, quickly, while it's fresh in my mind, parentheses, Lemony Snicket, close parentheses. And seventh and final, Marlo Diane says, ditto in your hue test, the only color is black. Tongue smiley. Must be my accessibility settings. Marlo, here's a wish from me, and I'm sure from everyone else, for a quick and healthy recovery. And for listeners who don't know what I mean, then I guess you should be taking part in the comments page. All right, I have babbled way too much. This is almost as long as a regular episode. Deadpan is the motherfucking way. Thanks, you rock. Deadpan community rocks. Keyboard click. I guess I had a lot of things that needed to be covered in this episode. Yeah, it's almost a full episode, really. Should we call it an unsh episode, or is that just too stupid? Yeah, it's too stupid. All right, I'm gonna shut up now. I do have one more thing to say. Thank you very much to all of you who have partnered with me on LinkedIn, and to those of you who've written recommendations for me on LinkedIn. That is just too fantastic. Hopefully it will pay off, and I've tried to return the favor to all of you, and hopefully if you ever need it, I hope it works out for you. Thank you very much. That's another reason why when I talk about community and pod taint, I have nothing negative to say about Deadpan. This is a great thing. And look at the comments. I think we didn't force our numbers over 600. Our goal is only 400, and we didn't force ourselves over 600. We just got there naturally and had a great time doing it. And you know what? Let's not set a comment goal this week, but let's do the same thing. Let's just have a great time, and let's just have a great time on the comments board like we did this past week. All right. Well, I guess we've set a few tasks out there. Got some voicemails? Feel free to, if you haven't yet, then pick up your phone and call me and tell me the very next thing you see that's blue. And on that note, Uncho out.